What do you get when you have one voiceover girl?
And me? That makes two voiceover girls.
Oh, okay. What do you get when you have two voiceover girls separated by one pond and two perspectives?
Oh, I know. You get the Voiceover Girls Across the Pond podcast.
That's right. Let's listen to Romy and Jessica as they share their journey into the voiceover industry. Hi, welcome to the Voiceover Girls Across the Pond podcast. I'm Romy Santosh.
Hi, I'm Jessica Matheson. Welcome.
Today, we're going to be talking about overwhelm and multiple opinions. We're going to go through this in a little bit more detail in order to explain what we actually do mean. So Jessica, did you find when you started that there was a problem with overwhelm?
Yeah, for sure. There was so much information at my fingertips when I went and started to search for, you know, what is voiceover and how do I get into it and what do I need to learn and that sort of thing, that first of all, hard to kind of figure out where to go, what direction to go into, who should I learn from, what should I learn. But then as I got into it and I found reputable places to learn from, places that aren't just, you know, trying to take your money and run, I found that there was just a wealth of information even within those resources. A lot of times I wouldn't know what to do with all that information. I felt like, okay, great. I've got all this information. Now what? You almost get into, what do they call it? Analysis paralysis, yes. Where you just get to the point where you have so much information that you just sort of like stop because you don't quite know which direction to move in and what to do with it. Yeah, absolutely. What about you?
Well, when I started, I was really new to the whole thing. And I was thinking, oh my gosh, where will I get any information from? Thinking there wasn't any information out there and I was the only person on the planet interested in voiceover. And of course, I suddenly realized there was tons of information, tons of it. When you just start looking and you know where the right places are and hopefully you get somebody to point you in the right direction. So when I started looking, I thought, wow, this is amazing. And then very quickly, I realized, well, actually, there's possibly too much rather than too little, which is a good thing, of course. You know, it's great to have so many resources and everything, but you just need to be able to deal with that overwhelm. And I found for me, there was a point where I was watching lots of webinars and doing lots of training and courses. I've got to the point where, yes, there was repetition and that I understood. Now I've got to the point where I'm hearing things said again, and I've already heard these things before and I've understood them or learned them. So this is the point where I can now step back from the continuous 24/7 learning and I can start putting things in practice and perhaps start offering my services. There does come a point where that overwhelm, you can deal with it. Things that you're hearing have been covered and you can step back and you can sort of put a filter in perhaps just for new information, because there's always nuggets of information. You know, now I still continue my training, but it's in a different way now. It's a different level, and I know what I'm looking out for. So yes, definitely, it's a good thing, but you just have to be careful and you've got to be able to manage it. I think the other thing I found was with voiceover, and obviously this exists in every field, is that sometimes come across people saying or having different opinions, and experts having different opinions on the same thing. So for example, you know, we had to learn all the technical side of voiceover, you know, setting up the booth and all that, and equipment and recording and editing. So even with that, you'd think, well, technical stuff is just factual. You can't have different opinions, surely, but you can. So different people saying different things about how to record, for example, or I think
vastly different.
Exactly. Different. But for example, you're just technical things like, should you slate your audio file when you're auditioning or should you not? And of course, people will say yes, and some people will say no. So you get to a point where you'll have to make your own decision, or like, you know, soundproofing. Some people say, yes, you must use this type of soundproofing stuff, or some people say something else. These are the best materials to use. Again, you feel stuck in the middle. You think, well, what should I go for? This person's an expert and so is this person. They're saying two different things. What's my decision going to be? But you do get to that point where you are able to make your decision. So did you get that as well? Did you find, confusion?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I've noticed that Facebook groups for voiceover are full of that sort of thing, where people will throw out a question about something that they would like some opinions on before they make a decision. Yeah, you'll have varying degrees of answers. And some people are very animate about, like, this is what you should do, and this is how it should be, and my opinion is the only one. And some people are nice, some people are rude. There ends up being arguments in some of the forums where the admin ends up having to turn off commenting. I mean, it can get messy, just like any group. It's not voiceover specific. I mean, shoot, all of us have seen those posts where people start doing the little gifts where they're eating popcorn because you're just watching for the comments, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've found that I've put some things out occasionally in a group where I've asked for opinion. And the way that I've dealt with it when I get multiple opinions is I kind of look at, okay, who's answering? Mm-hmm. You know, what are they saying? Is there a common thread? Yes. In the opinions, do I notice that the vast majority of the opinions are a certain way? Or is maybe somebody's saying, hey, I don't have an opinion, but I would recommend that you look at this, or you go to this person. So that was something that I thought I should keep in mind as well, is maybe instead of going to ask that question, that's another thing too. People ask the same question over and over again ad nauseum. So like, it's an important thing, and the groups will sometimes in the group, somebody will nicely say, hey, make sure you search the group first. And sometimes people will be like, really, like, listen, kid, search the group, you know, so search the group. That's the important piece. There's this little search function up in the top of like Facebook groups, for instance, where you can search for your topic, and it's probably been asked and answered a bunch of times. Now, if you can't find that answer and you still want to put your question out there, then you can say, I have searched the group and I didn't find the answer that I didn't find this. And then you can go on to ask your question. But, you know, maybe consider looking to experts in the field versus a zillion people who do voiceover who have varying opinions. For example, if you're looking for something technical, you know, a mic shootout or something like that. Well, like George Whittam does mic shootouts all the time, or there's the VO Body Shop show, I guess it's called. I think they have it on YouTube and it's on their Facebook page. I think it might be a podcast too. And, you know, they talk about technical issues and things like that. And these are, you know, it's George Whittam and Dan Leonard, and they're experts, longstanding experts in the field. So if you have questions like that, they can give you their opinions and they could tell you why, you know, that sort of thing. And so you can get some more information. But yeah, there's a lot of that happens, and you have to sort through it, and you have to just ultimately decide for yourself what direction that you're going to go and who you're going to believe and what you're going to do with that information, because yeah, it's your career. It's your job. It's your life.
Yeah, definitely. And I think when you get to that point where you can make your opinion, you know, it will come with experience. And if you've tried a few things out, you'll know what's right for you. So definitely. Mm-hmm.
You know, another place where you can tend to get overwhelmed, maybe not so much with information, but things that take up your time, are accountability groups. And accountability groups are a great thing, right? It's good to meet with your peers and talk about things in voiceover, and maybe do reads together and listen to each other and that sort of thing, and keep each other accountable and be learning. But how many accountability groups are there out there about how many different voiceover topics? You could spend all of your days in accountability groups. Have you?
Yes. Initially, obviously, you want to be with others and you want to reach out and you want to not be on your own, because obviously a voiceover is a lonely career, potentially, and especially when we were in lockdown and when we started, the only way to be with others was online. So joining groups was a really good thing initially. But then you realize, as you said, it can get overwhelming and different people saying different things. And they're your peers. You have to remember that they're not necessarily experts. So right. It's their opinion as well. So you just have to make that judgment as well. Yeah, I did start off by wanting to join lots of different groups. And then I slowly started to filter out. And now I think it's important, and I find it really beneficial to be with a few people, but not too many. So yeah, I've just chosen to be in, you know, part of two or three different groups. And that works really well for me, because it's nice, because I get that time to connect with others, which is nice. And it's important, because of the fact that otherwise I'd be on my own all day long, and to share and exchange information, which is really, really important too. And it's just inspiring listening to somebody saying something that they've done or something positive. And that's always a good thing as well. So yes, but it's now very focused and it's very filtered. And that's important. Like you said, otherwise you can just be in any kind of group or practice groups and accountability groups 24/7 these days. Yeah. It's up to you if you want to be, that's your choice. But I want to also look for work and do some work. So
that's what I did too. I mean, I was noticing that, you know, in the very first part and even into like my second year, you know, I was starting to find people that I would connect with and I'd become part of a group or something, or even just attending mentoring sessions and things like that, that are available, where you're maybe with somebody who's, you know, more senior in the industry, who's giving advice and things. You know, I would notice kind of like what you mentioned before, when you're in those classes and webinars where you start to hear the same information over and over again, you're like, okay, I'm not going to attend this one every month anymore. I'm just going to maybe pop in every once in a while, because I am noticing that the group of people here that are coming to this one are maybe at a different level than I am. And I need to pick up new information. So I like don't attend that. Or I just am like, okay, if I'm spending all of this time in these accountability groups, I don't have time to market. I don't have time to audition. So I had to sort of like sit there and prioritize and go, okay, which of these groups am I really getting the most out of? And how much benefit are they to me? And so I'll stick with them. And how much time are they taking? And then devote that time that I was spending in the accountability groups and the mentoring sessions and things like that, looking for work or doing work, because, wow, I've looked for work and I've landed a client. Weird. It's weird how that works when you do outreach and people like hire you. It works.
Brilliant. Well, I think that was really useful to have a chat about that. And we shall look forward to discussing that with a few more voiceover artists in the next episode. So until then, keep tuned in.
All right. So if you like the podcast, make sure you like, subscribe, and share with your friends. And if you'd like to join the discussion in our Facebook group, it's facebook.com/groups/voiceovergirlsacrossthepond. Until next time. Bye.
Thanks for joining us for the Voiceover Girls Across the Pond podcast. This is where we would normally shout out to our sponsors.
Jessica, we don't have any sponsors yet.
I know, but if we did, this would be the shout out. Hint, hint. Don't forget to like and subscribe to this podcast.
And tell all your friends, your family, your neighbors, and everyone else.